Hello, hello, my spiritually curious friends. On this podcast, we explore the depths of the human experience through a spiritually curious and energetically attuned lens. I'm your host, Allison Haynes, spiritual mentor, life coach, certified breathwork and Reiki practitioner. Each conversation will take us to the intersection of soul-led coaching and somatic experiencing, offering profound insights and practices to help you come home to yourself. Before we get started, know that you are exactly where you're meant to be, and you have nowhere else to be but here. I'm so grateful you're here. Now, let's get to today's conversation. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome back to But What If You Did? This episode, we are in a way going to be talking about the rebirth of the podcast. If you've been here for a while, if maybe you've followed along for the past 4 years, or maybe you're listening in for the first time, this podcast has ebbed and flowed with my personal life in a lot of ways. I've gone through seasons where it was purely a personal journal. I went through seasons where I was more focused on career and building new leaders in the workplace. I've gone through seasons where I've just struggled and had conversations with people that inspire me that have, you know, helped me to bring that energy back to myself. But over the last year, I have gone on a profound journey that has landed me in a space that truly I couldn't have anticipated. If you are on my newsletter, my subscriber list, this is not news. You've already heard this story. So as just a little nugget of wisdom, my newsletter subscribers are always, always, always the first to hear when something big is happening. But let's talk about what this new season on the podcast is going to look like and how it's shifting. So if you've listened to the last several weeks, you may have noticed that Chloe has stepped back for the time being. Chloe and I, we became fast friends. I am so grateful that she went on this journey with the podcast with me. But for right now, we are both navigating immense amounts of change. We both were going through a lot with our corporate jobs. We were both going through a lot in our personal lives. And we just have different priority levels around the podcast for this time and space. And right now, I'm stepping into a new chapter where the podcast is really important to me. And I'm really excited, and I need to and want to be able to share with you all in real time. And for Chloe, this is not her top priority, right? And that's okay. I am so excited to still have so many times where Chloe can come back and guest host an episode or come back and have conversations with us. I'm so grateful. So many of you joined this community through Chloe and knowing her story and following her. And it's been so fun to have these conversations with her, to get to know her on a deeper level through these conversations, to watch this community grow and flourish as a result of these conversations. We've had so much amazing just like feedback and how it really breathed new life into the show. And yeah, this is certainly not the last that you will see of Chloe on the podcast. Let's just put it that way. I certainly look forward to so many more conversations with her in this space, and maybe in the future she'll be back as a full-time co-host. But for right now, she is going to be stepping back. And I think it's taken us several weeks to feel like it was the right time to share that. But here we are. So let's talk about what else is new with me. And I think the biggest piece of news I have is that after saying I was going to for 4 years, I have finally quit my corporate job. This looks a lot different than I imagined it would. When I started this journey 4 years ago with the podcast in 2020, when, you know, we were all in the heat of COVID, I started this podcast as a way to share my experiences in real time and to really encourage others to take chances and take the risk and just to go for it, because you never know how that's going to change your life. When I left my job in the entertainment industry, that was honestly one of the hardest things I think I've ever done in my life, and probably one of the scariest, in that it was a complete free fall. I had no idea where I was going to land, how things were going to work out. At the end of the day, they worked out exactly as they were meant to. And this has been a big step towards just trusting the universe and trusting that I'm going to land where I'm meant to fall. So something that I have been dropping little hints on for the last several weeks on the podcast, but haven't really gone into, is I was dealing with some just really unkind behavior in the work environment. And I'm not going to go too much into it, but I will say there was a lot of female gaslighting involved. Very standard and typical for what we see on the internet, where people are like, this is not okay. And this is what you might experience. And there were literally points when I was going through this that I was like, I cannot believe this is happening in real life. Like, I've seen this on Instagram. We've seen the TikToks about it. We've listened to the podcast about what to do if you're in that situation. And there I was in real time sitting there going, oh my God, this is what I'm dealing with. I went from a place of loving what I was doing and feeling so safe and supported by my leadership team to feeling psychologically unsafe, to fearing conversations with my leaders, to not wanting to go to my one-on-ones, to feeling like I was so energetically depleted after work that I was basically in the fetal position. It was having an impact on all of my relationships. It was having an impact on how I was able to show up for myself. I felt like I was living in a completely dysregulated nervous system. And here's the thing, like, It's just not possible to have your nervous system regulated 100% of the time. But here I was, someone who teaches a lot of these practices around nervous system regulation, and I couldn't figure out how to regulate my own. I couldn't figure out how to feel safe in my own body again as a result of what I was experiencing in the corporate environment. When I left my job in the entertainment industry, I had been dealing with some toxic behavior. And at that point, I said, I'm never going to stand for this again. I stood for this too long at this season of life, but I didn't know any better. And I was doing the best I could with what I had in front of me. Switching industries and careers taught me that, like, you only have one life. You're only here for so long, and tomorrow is promised to no one. And so I was not going to waste my time sitting in a job where I was being disrespected and being mistreated and leaving the people that I felt like I was a buffer for was probably one of the hardest decisions I've had to make. And all I can hope is that by me making that decision, I will inspire them to stand up for themselves and to make that decision for themselves if and when the right time comes. With all of that, obviously, this is a heck of a way to dive into my new season of life. If you're new to the podcast, I got married in January and my husband and I just moved back across the country to start a new season. And we were looking to buy a house. And there are so many things that we have had to reimagine what that looks like for us right now. And thankfully, my partner is incredibly supportive. And even though this is hard for us, he's really been there and supported me through all of it. And we're making the decisions that we have to make this work for us right now. But all that to say, I have officially stepped back from my corporate job and I'm diving into entrepreneurship full time. When I started as an entrepreneur, you know, everyone kind of gives you their two cents on, like, oh, don't leave your 9-to-5 until you have X, like X amount of money, X amount of resources, X amount of this, that. And I feel like that's another one of those, like, labels and buckets that you can put yourself in and say, I'm not going to do it until I have X. At the end of the day, what X looks like to you and what it looks like to me, they are maybe very different things. And I'm not somebody that has been able to easily build my side business on the side, like truly on the side, because I waste so much of the energy that I have available to me going into things like my corporate job, which were actually really depleting me. And so I didn't have the energy at the end of the day to pour into my clients. I went from having a handful of clients to scaling back to saying, I don't have the capacity to hold space for others in the way that I did. And I only had the capacity to hold space for myself. Over the last year, you know, I went through a breathwork certification. That is a story that I have told many, many times. And I can point back to many episodes where I've gone into how I landed in the breathwork space. And that ultimately led me to finding Reiki, which is a Japanese stress relieving technique. It's about facilitating the flow of life force energy. I know I just did a couple episodes recently. I can point you back to the Ask Me Anything with Sam, where she asked all the questions that I feel like a lot of you are probably wondering, but maybe you're not ready to ask. Maybe we've never had a one-on-one conversation, so you don't feel completely safe to ask them, whatever your reason is. That's a really good place to go back to if that is something that you're looking to learn more about. But what's coming next? So the podcast and my personal brand are going through a rebrand right now. And I'm just starting to get the assets back for that. So everything will start to switch over. I have new brand colors that feel so aligned right now in this season. I have a new brand mark. You're going to hear all about how the hummingbird came to be and how it's become influential and become a symbol within my spiritual business. I truly am stepping into more of the spiritual space. We are moving into a new portal, a new place in time where the world is going to start to energetically become more attuned to the spiritual world. And I know if you're not somebody that dabbles in the spiritual space, you might be like, what does that even mean? Well, I promise, as the next several weeks unfold, you're going to learn more about it along with me, because honestly, I'm still learning. I'm just starting to dabble in astrology. I just did an astrocartography reading, which if you aren't familiar with that, it's when they take your astrological birth chart and they overlay it over the world, and you can see where like living and creating and having relationships in different spaces, how that can influence your business, how that can influence your career, how that can influence your relationship. Like, it was truly fascinating. We all know that I have been a big fan of human design. Like, I see a world where that comes into my business at some point in time. I'm having to really put a lot of trust in that I am a healer. And a healer is not somebody that heals you, but how helps you to find your inner healer so that you can heal yourself. I have found so much joy in working one-to-one with clients. I think that is where you unlock a new level of transformation. Some of my biggest transformations and transitions over the last few years have come from investing in working with coaches. Most recently, I did a spiritual coaching container with Carly, who will be on the podcast coming up. I was also on her podcast recently. I can link that episode down below where I talked about my experience working with her and going through Reiki sessions with her. But this was just a completely transformative space for me, and it gave me a lot of inspiration for how I can leverage so many of these modalities that I've gained over time and also bring them to you guys and use them to help you grow and expand and really come home to yourselves. Something that has come up consistently since I started working with different breathwork facilitators and different Reiki practitioners is I consistently am told that I was a healer in a past life. And like, that's a little crazy and feels like, I don't know, until you really like immerse yourself in the spiritual space, you're like, how would you know that? Why is that true? And you can sit here and try to put logic around it for however long you want. I finally realized that you just can't put logic to everything, and you just have to let things unfold as they will. But coming home to energy healing has truly felt like coming home. Like, it's like I've known how to do this forever, and I'm just remembering now. And it's so wild that this is where the journey has landed. There are so few words that can adequately describe how I got here, what I'm going through, like what it feels like, why I just trust this. But over the last couple of months, I went through a Reiki attunement for Reiki 1 and then Reiki 2, which allows me to practice distance Reiki and do Reiki sessions in person. And it's like the coolest thing ever. Like, I literally activate life force energy through my hands and am able to help move energy through your body so that you can feel, so that you can unblock the energetic blocks that live within you, so that you can feel energetically balanced. There are just so many amazing things that can come out of learning to work with your energy and There's nothing I can say in this episode right now when I'm just merely reflecting back to you what the last, you know, few months have looked like and that are going to make you be like, oh my God, that's for me. I did a Reiki session the other day for someone and it was their first time doing Reiki. And after the session, they said like, wow, I felt so relaxed. And that has been in a world where we are go, go, go all the time, where we don't prioritize ourselves, where we don't take time for ourselves, where we are told that we need to be productive. We don't need to rest. Like to give someone 90 minutes where they can truly just receive and sit with themselves and rest and relax and not feel like they have to do a million things. Like that's a gift in itself. And sure, there were many more profound things that came out of this particular session for this individual. But at the end of the day, to be able to give someone the gift of rest in our current society is like, I don't know, like one of the coolest things ever. And I'm just so lit up by it. And if you know anything about my human design, because I know I've talked about this so many times before, I'm a generator. And so when I do things that light me up, they give back good energy to the world. And it's just, I don't know, there's just so much power in that. And it's just such a cool feeling. And I feel so aligned with where I am right now. I feel so excited to get up every day and to start this work and to get to have more time talking on the podcast with you guys. I'm trying to start up a Substack so that you can come and follow me there and read more in real time. I'm going to be doing these one-on-one 90-minute somatic healing sessions that are going to really integrate intuitive healing and coaching along with breath work and Reiki and really give you that full body, full healing support so that you can learn to unlock this next level of healing for yourself. I have found Reiki to be completely transformational on my gut health journey. Like I am so grateful to Bridget and Jillian and the entire Gut Personal team for opening my eyes to holistic wellness and that you can feel good in your body and it doesn't have to feel like you don't have to feel fatigue all the time. You don't have to feel brain fog. Like you have the power to shift this for yourself. And now I get to share that in an even bigger capacity. And I've talked to them about how I can integrate Reiki with some of their clients that have been struggling and let's see the transformational power of working with gut health, Reiki. So many cool things are coming. And I don't know what this journey is going to look like. It's a little scary to be like, when is my next paycheck going to come? What is that going to look like? But at the end of the day, I had to try. I have to give it my all and I have to see where it takes me because I owe that to myself and the risk is worth it. Staying in a job where I felt completely worn out, burnt out, mistreated, disrespected. It wasn't worth it. We don't know how many days we have. We don't know when our time will end here. We don't know when the next big earth-shattering change will happen in our lives. And I don't want to waste my time. And I don't think any of you do either. If you're listening to a podcast like this, I truly believe that you also don't want to waste your time here. And maybe I'm lucky right now that I have the ability and I'm in a season where I was able to just step away without an income. And maybe you're not there, and that's okay. But what I can tell you is that when you work with a coach, they're a mirror. They can reflect things to you. They can help you find your blind spots. They can help you open doors that you never thought possible. They empower you. It's worth it. It's worth it. I have invested so much in myself, and sometimes it hasn't always felt like it's planned out the way I wanted it to or made sense. But at the end of the day, like I was so miserable 4 years ago. I was less miserable a year ago. And then I got back to that really miserable place again. And I don't want to live in that miserable place. And so as I'm stepping into this new season, your support as listeners of the podcast means everything. I will have a discounted link to book sessions in case you are interested in trying out Reiki and somatic healing and seeing what this can open for you. I will link that down below in the show notes. The discounted link will only be available for a few weeks, so make sure that if it is something you are considering that you jump on that and don't wait. Starting in probably middle of May, I will open my book back up to one-on-one clients, but you can, of course, book a discovery call now if that is something that you are interested in pursuing or looking into or figuring out if this is the right fit for you. I just can't wait to be able to support this community in new ways, and you'll start to see more of me on social media and just really start to be creative again with how I use my energy and really start to find ways to use these modalities that have been so transformative for myself and to show you that you also have the power to come home to yourself. You also have the ability to transform your life. You also have everything within you you need to live the life that you were designed and meant to live. So, on that note, friends, I think one of the biggest and scariest things is that the direction this podcast is going is shifting. I know this may not be everyone's cup of tea, but I would encourage you to give it a chance and to come along this journey with me and see if maybe it opens your mind to what else is out there and what else is possible and what else you can learn about yourself along the way. If it's not the right podcast for you, then I'm grateful that you've been here as long as you have been. And I hope that wherever this next season in life takes you, it feels wonderful and aligned. I'm genuinely so excited for this new direction, and I can't wait to share more with you soon. So on that note, friends, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thank you for coming and spending some time with me. And I hope you leave today feeling a little more inspired to take the risks in your own life. And until next week, friends, I will talk to you all real soon. Thank you for coming just as you are. I hope you leave this conversation feeling so held and supported in whatever you're navigating. If today's conversation resonated, I would love for you to leave a rating and a review wherever you're supporting the show from. Your review might just inspire our next conversation. But what if you did has inspired me to follow my heart and shed the overwhelming societal expectations that have held me back for too long? It's become my tried and true rally cry in the hardest seasons, and it's my hope that these conversations leave you feeling a little more inspired in your own way. Until next time, friends, I'm Allison, and you've been listening to But What If You Did?